Blackstone Audio presents Passerby by Larry Niven. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot.
Passerby. It was noon of a hot blue day. The park was lively with raised voices and bright clothing, children and adults, and the geriatric generation of which I have the honor to be a member. I had come early enough to claim a bench and was old and feeble enough to hold it. I had brought a sandwich lunch in a baggie. I ate slowly, saving out an orange and a second sack of beer for later. The populace danced before me, never dreaming that I was watching. The afternoon sun burned warm on my scalp. A lizard-like torpor stole over me, so that the sound of adult voices and children's screaming for the hell of it dimmed and faded. But I heard the footsteps. They jarred the earth. I opened my eyes and saw the rammer. He was 6 feet tall and massively built. He wore a scarf and a pair of blue balloon pants, not too far out of style, but they didn't match. What they exposed of his skin was loose on him, as if he had shrunk within it. Indeed, he looked like a giraffe wearing an elephant's skin. He walked without springs. His feet slapped hard into the gravel with all his weight behind them. Small wonder I had heard him coming. By now everyone in sight was either looking at him or turning to see what everyone was looking at, except the children, who had already lost interest. To me he was irresistible. There are the casual people watchers who watch their neighbors in restaurants or monorail stations when they have nothing else to do. They develop their own amateurish technique, and they don't know what to look for, and they usually get caught. But I'm not that kind of people watcher. There are the fanatics, the dedicated ones who learn their...